This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Members of the University of Houston Turning Point USA chapter gathered on campus yesterday evening for a 9/11 remembrance turned vigil one day after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated while speaking at a university in Utah. Members of the conservative student organization, whose first branch was founded by Kirk, declined to speak with the media. UH student Diego Roldan says he's not a member of Turning Point and had only happened to walk by as the vigil was taking place, but said he had watched Kirk from time to time online.
I think it's terrible. I think everything about it is horrific. I think it's devastating. I think it really just kind of shows kind of where society is in America right now, how divided we are. I think something needs to happen.
As you just heard on NPR, authorities have still not detained the suspected shooter. Now, several educators around the Houston area are facing backlash over comments they made on social media about the assassination of Kirk. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
The comments were made by former and current employees at Goose Creek, Pasadena, and Dickinson Independent School Districts. They quickly garnered backlash and statements from the school districts denouncing hateful speech. Republican State Representatives Briscoe Kane and Terry Leo Wilson were among those who took to social media to call for their firings. One of the posts was made by a woman identified as a teacher from Goose Creek ISD. She suggested Kirk's death could have been, quote, the consequences of his actions catching up with him. In response, Superintendent Randall O'Brien said the district doesn't tolerate hateful or violent rhetoric for anyone representing the district. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
If you're driving in East Downtown tomorrow, you might see naked people riding bikes. That's because of the annual World Naked Bike Ride event. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh says local organizers this year are stripping in protest of Mayor John Whitmire's transportation policies.
Organizers encourage cyclists to go as bare as you dare.
The feeling of the wind and sun and exposure on your entire body, it's really kind of a different feeling.
Michael Corey is a partner with the event. The history of the global demonstration dates back more than 20 years. It's always been about body positivity and cyclist safety. But in Houston in 2025, Corey says, it has special significance.
Because the Whitmire administration has taken the bully approach.
He points in particular to the removal of the protected bike lane on Austin Street in Midtown. A spokesperson for Whitmire did not respond to a request for comment. The nudity begins at 6 p.m. Saturday in East Downtown at the Super Happy Funland venue. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Currently 74 degrees here on the UH campus. We're set up for a high of 95 later this afternoon. For more news, make sure to head over to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.